is a true progression of evil, and when evil comes to a full, God will judge. These are the last days, and evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse. 2 Timothy 3:12 and 13, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. What is morally acceptable today would have been abhorrent 70 years ago. Yes, I can remember what it was like 70 years ago. I was born in 1947. When I was a young unsaved teenager, I was part of a crowd of people called hoodlums. We were considered society's worst. But we would never have dreamt of swearing in front of a lady. We opened doors for and respected the women we encountered. In 1954, divorce was rare in the United States. Abortion was never spoken of. Adultery was shameful and very evil, and cohabitation was not in our lexicon. The perversions of the LGBTQ 1, 2, 3, 4 were not accepted in polite society, and nobody was questioning whether they were boys or girls, or if men could compete in women's sports. Evil men have waxed worse and worse. In 1953, the popular I Love Lucy show was censored for the use of the word pregnant, and their bedroom on the set contained two twin beds. In 1954, 46% of Americans dressed in their Sunday best and went to church. Today, in 2024, 20% of Americans attend a weekly church service. Things are getting darker. Just before the return of Jesus Christ, wickedness will have come to a full any day now. Dear visitor, have you yet to make your peace with God? Have you been born again, as Jesus declares in John 3:3? Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Your opportunity to be reconciled unto God and to participate in the greatest miracle man can know is standing before you at this very minute. In just a moment, I will invite you to follow me in a simple prompt, and if you follow from your heart, everything will become new for you. Today, all of the sin you have ever committed will be washed away by Christ's cleansing blood, and that will happen in just moments. Today, all of Satan's bondages will be broken, every single one. Today, you will be born a second time, this time of the Spirit of God. Today, you will be born again. Here is the simple prompt I promised. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, Genesis 3:22-24. And the Lord God said, behold, the man is become as one of us to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever, therefore the Lord sent him forth from the garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword, which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. God said, Romans 5:12, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. God said, John 10:1, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. Man said, yeah, I'm with Carl Sagan. Where are all the God-inspired truths in the book of Genesis? Now the record. Welcome to God Said, Man Said, feature 1235, that will once again contend for the beautiful book, the Holy Bible. All of these faith-building features are archived here in text and streaming audio for your edification and to be used as ammunition in the battle for the lost souls of the sons and daughters of Adam. Every Thursday Eve, God willing, they grow by one. Thank you for coming. May God's face shine upon you with light and truth. You have arrived at the God Said, Man Said Genesis series. This is part 15. Each of these features begins with the following information from the first feature. According to a 2006 issue of Discover magazine concerning the deceased Carl Sagan, Sagan approaches religion like any phenomenon. He isn't on a quest for life's meaning, for a comforting philosophy, or even a guide to how we should treat the neighbors. Sagan seeks truth of a demonstrable kind. As a puckish example, he wonders why the book of Genesis didn't include God-inspired truths. End of quote. I recently reviewed an advertisement from a magazine called Free Inquiry that also has a problem with the book of creation and the first book of the Bible called Genesis. Under the heading, "Is God Big Enough for the Universe?" Free Inquiry writes, "The authors of Genesis proclaim that God made the heavens and earth in less than a week. This feat must have amazed these Bronze Age authors, even though they thought the heavens extended only so far as the sky above them. Of course, they did not know what stars, planets, or galaxies were. We now know that the universe is so much bigger and so much more complex." End of quote. The born-again scratched their heads in bewilderment. Did these folks actually read the book of Genesis? I suppose they did. But God's revelation is only revealed to the humbled hearts of the children of faith. This God Said, Man Said series will be called the Genesis series. It is our intention to travel through the entire book of Genesis and publish one major God-inspired truth after another. We will be pulling from previous God Said, Man Said features and adding the latest information as we go. The critics of the Word of God wondered why they could not find God-inspired truths in the first book of the Bible called the Book of Genesis. This is God Said, Man Said's 15th feature in the Genesis series, and we are still in chapter 2. Genesis has, as a reminder, 50 chapters. All the tenets of the Word of God have been vigorously challenged by Satan's champions of unbelief. They have disparaged, maligned, ridiculed, and mocked the very words of the living God who spoke their sorry carcasses into existence out of the invisible. All of their empty challenges and attempts to discredit have been of a very light and shallow nature, and they have deluded themselves into believing their blind meandering is insightful and deep. Such foolishness is sometimes breathtaking. Time and again, the skeptics' mockery and minimalizing has come back to fall upon their own pates. Consider these examples, three of many. It was once considered ludicrous to believe Isaiah 34:4 and Revelation 6:13 and 14. Isaiah 34:4, "And all the host of heaven shall be dissolved, and the heavens shall be rolled together as a scroll, and all their hosts shall fall down, as the leaf falleth off from the vine, and as a falling fig from the fig tree." Revelation 6:13 and 14. "And the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places." Today's science now theorizes that you can tear space. It was once considered ludicrous to believe Revelation 3, verse 12, and Revelation 21, verse 2. Revelation 3, 12. "Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name." Revelation 21, 2, "And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride, adorned for her husband." 2,000 years ago, when these passages were penned, it was impossible for the carnal mind to fathom that this New Jerusalem, 1,500 miles high, deep, and wide, could simply be conveyed down through space to the new earth, which God will soon create. Yet today we have a space station in space, and speak of space cities in the near future. And of course, this Earth that we live on simply floats in space. It was once considered ludicrous by evolutionists to believe the biblical account of a common mother and father being the progenitors of all living humans. However, in the last couple of decades, microbiology set evolutionists on their aggregate rears. Microbiologists have discovered that, yes, all humans are, in fact, the result of one common mother, they call mtDNA Eve, and one common father, they call Y-chromosome Adam. Evolutionists, shifting gears, now speculate this first couple began procreating sometime in the range of 200,000 to 60,000 years ago, while ignoring so much research shouting that this event actually happened 6,000 years ago. Well, what do you know? It's not so ludicrous anymore. Genesis 3:20, and Adam called his wife's name Eve because she was the mother of all living. Genesis chapter 2, verse 17. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. God said, Genesis 3:22 through 24, and the Lord God said, behold, the man is become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever, therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. John chapter 11, 25 and 26. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? According to the world's academics, the biblical declaration that Adam and Eve were created to live forever is ludicrous, and immortality is a Sunday school myth. Well, not anymore. In the halls of medical science, immortality has been upgraded to a theoretical possibility. From the God said, man said feature, people are eating from the tree of life for real. The headline in the March-April 2015 issue of Psychology Today reads, Tinkering with Mortality. The subhead reads, the quest for eternal life has been with us eternally, but the latest interventions raise questions we've never before encountered. A few paragraphs follow. The prospect of such treatments has energized a more radical group of thinkers, including Aubrey de Grey, controversial chief science officer of SENS, which stands for Strategies for Engineered Negligible Senescence, who has suggested that as we engineer aging out of our very cells, some people born today may live 1,000 years. Such claims have drawn intense interest from certain Silicon Valley magnates who have made the war on aging a near obsession. In 2013, Google investor in Calico, the California Life Company, hoping that its application of moonshot thinking to biotechnology could cure aging once and for all. Google and pharmaceutical giant AbbVie have since pledged up to $1.5 billion to Calico. Ray Kurzweil, Google's director of engineering, is counting on artificial intelligence advances that will enable the brain to be downloaded to a computer, bringing about effective immortality, especially if and when that consciousness is uploaded into a fresh bio-robotic husk. The whole idea of a species is a biological concept, he says. What we are doing is transcending biology. This idea is more fully explored in Virtually Human, The Promise and the Peril of Digital Immortality by Maritine Rothblatt, Ph.D., a technologist and medical ethicist who, as CEO of the biotech firm United Therapeutics, is perhaps the nation's most prominent transgender executive. Her heady book explores how virtual humanity will extend human life or at least consciousness indefinitely. She proposes nothing less than liberty from death via techno-immortality, and aims to guide readers through the inevitable transition from a society of flesh only to a mind-centric society, end of quote. In the May 2015 issue of Discover Magazine, the headline reads, 20 Things You Didn't Know About Immortality. A few sentences follow. Two things are certain in this world. We are born and we die. But must we? Billionaire Dmitry Itzkoff and his group, the 2045 Initiative, want to cheat death by creating artificial bodies to house human intelligence. Itzkoff and friends think they can develop a hologram avatar housing an individual's personality in an artificial brain within 3 decades. TerraSim's LifeKnot project claims to offer longevity today. All you need to do is create a LifeKnot account and upload as much information about yourself as possible. Apparently, the mind file may be used to reconstruct you in the future. Immortality isn't merely a 21st century quest. In the 3rd century BC, Chinese Emperor Qixi Quang ingested mercury to gain eternal life. That way it didn't work. End of quote. The headline in the May 8, 2015 issue of The Week reads, Text Quest for Immortality. The subhead, Silicon Valley's billionaires have a new project, said Ariana Anjung Cha. They want to defy death. Among the guests was Cynthia Kenyon, a molecular biologist and biogerontologist who had garnered attention for doubling the lifespan of a roundworm by disabling a single gene. Also, there was Aubrey de Grey, a British computer scientist turned theoretician, who prophesied that medical advances would stop aging. And Larry Page, co-founder of an internet search darling called Google that had big ideas to improve health through the terabytes of data it was collecting. The chatter at the dinner party meandered from the value of chocolate to one's diet to the merits of uploading people's memories to a computer versus cryo-freezing their bodies. Yet the focus kept returning to one subject. Was death an inevitability or a solvable problem? A number of guests were skeptical about achieving immortality. But could science and technology help us to live to, say, 150 years? End of quote. The following excerpt is from the article in U.S. News and World Report titled The Cells of Immortality. It reads, over the past century, vaccines, antibiotics, and good sanitation have upped the average American's life expectancy by decades to today's 74 years for men and 79 for women. Now, new understanding of the genes and chemicals involved in aging may not only help humans live far past that age, but more importantly, may also help people retain health and strength in those latter years. The discovery of biological clocks ticking away in each of our cells and the knowledge of how to reset those clocks opened the possibility that a human could never die, at least not from old age. Then again, reiterating information about DNA that we recorded earlier, the article continued, but even if everyone were to receive special longevity genes, each cell in the body nonetheless carries the plans for its eventual death right in its DNA. At the end of each chromosome is a long strand of nonsense DNA called a telomere. Each time a cell divides, the strand gets a bit shorter, like a burning candle wick. When it runs out, the cell can no longer divide and is left to age and die. But scientists have found that the enzyme telomerase can rebuild the strand over and over again. With the help of this substance, human cells have been enjoying immortality in a petri dish at Geron Corporation for more than 200 normal lifetimes. Now, don't forget, UV rays and bacteria, they kill DNA. The following is a lead paragraph in an article in Discover Magazine titled Immortal Cells. The cluster of human skin cells basking in a sterile incubator with alarms poised to go off if the level of carbon dioxide drops or the temperature wavers from 98.6 degrees appears to be blessed with eternal youth. Under normal circumstances, skin cells divide about 50 to 70 times, then quickly wither and stop dividing. But after nearly 2 years in the laboratory at Geron at Menlo Park, California, biotech company, these genetically altered cells are approaching 400 divisions and still show no signs of aging. They just keep multiplying. From the same article, biochemist Cal Harley had this to report. Telomeres are now known to be the clock of cell aging. Telomerase is the enzyme that can rewind the clock. It gives us a way to restore and increase lifespan, a youthful lifespan, to aging cells, end of quote. The theory suggests that if you can live for the next 20 years, technology and understanding will have increased to such an extent to cure The cures will be found for the physical problems you'll be experiencing at that time, extending your life by another 20 years. When you live your 20-year extension, technology and understanding, theoretically, will have again increased to cure the physical problems you'll be experiencing, extending your life even another 20 years and so on. You know, now that's providing you're not murdered or killed in an auto accident or killed by terrorists, etc. Of course, students of the scriptures know that Hebrews 9:27 reads, "And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment." World-renowned doctor Sanjay Gupta wrote the following in his book, Chasing Life. "All over the world and right in your backyard, there are people who are steadily pushing back the frontier of aging. They are not content to simply wither away, becoming frail and feeling worthless. Instead, they are achieving a sort of practical immortality, living as long as they want to live and dying only when they are through living. Immortality is on the horizon, and it is within our reach for the first time." End quote. Popular Science, in the August 2011 issue, published a feature titled, "The Man Who Would Stop Time." The article deals with the quest for immortality. A few excerpts follow. And last year, Harvard University researcher Ron DiPino published two studies in the journal Nature that have reframed the debate about telomerase activation. DiPino created an ingenious model whereby he could turn off telomerase in a mouse and then restore it simply by administering or withholding a synthetic estrogen drug. In the first study, the mice were turned off telomerase, exhibited signs and symptoms of decrepitude akin to what we might endure at the age of 80 or 90, wrinkled skin, sluggish intestines, shrunken brain. When telomerase production was turned back on, the tissues rejuvenated within a month. "We treated these animals that were the equivalent of your grandmother," DiPino says, "and they became like young adults." He says he had expected to be able to stop or slow down the rate of aging. What he found was the proof of concept that living tissue could actually go back in time. End of quote. The following paragraphs are from the February 2013 feature of the magazine Life Extension. The headline on its front page reads, "How Engineered Stem Cells May Enable Youthful Immortality." Several paragraphs from the feature's 9-page presentation follow. Very early in the course of human development, a small cluster of cells form, each of which has the power to become any of the cell types in the human body. Cells that have this power are said to be pluripotent, meaning they have the power to become a variety of cell types. These cells commit to the cell type they will eventually become. That is, each cell will commit to becoming a reproductive sperm or egg cell or one of the body's many somatic or life-functioning cell types, such as muscle, blood, or brain cells. If pluripotent cells differentiate into sperm or egg cells, they are remaining in the germline, that lineage of cells that connects the generations and is the biological basis of the immortality of the species. When cells make the decision to become somatic, they turn off telomerase, an enzyme that synthesizes a repeated sequence of DNA over and over again at the end of DNA strands needed to maintain cellular viability. A recent discovery showed that the use of just a handful of molecules can effectively restore aged somatic cells back to pluripotency. It is possible to utilize these advances to not only revert a cell in the body back to the all-powerful pluripotent stem cell state, but also to activate telomerase and reset the clock of cell aging all the way back to the very beginning of life, end of quote. They're trying to find another way. You get my drift? The headline in the August 2016 issue of Life Extension magazine reads, "A New Era, Curing Aging in Our Lifetime." This feature is highlighting a conference that will be held in San Diego, California, from August 4 through 7. Many presenters will speak at this event. Each one is profiled, and the subject of the talk that will be given. A few of the headlines regarding the various presentations follow. Aubrey de Grey, Ph.D., "Why Aging Days Are Numbered, and the Diseases of Aging Even More So." Gray Fahey, Ph.D., "Reversal of Human Immunological Aging, Along with Suppression of Autoimmune Factors." Dobry Kiprov, M.D., "Inhibition of Senescence Cell Behavior in Elderly Subjects via Removal of Aged Plasma and Infusion of Young Plasma Components. Prophylactic plasma exchange in an attempt to suppress inflammation and induce age reversal." Liz Parrish and Bill Andrews, Ph.D., "Extending telomeres to reverse the clock to aging and declining health." Alex Zaronikov, Ph.D., "Deep learning and artificial intelligence advances that can accurately evaluate efficacy of age reversal therapies." Ben Gortzel, Ph.D., "Using advanced artificial intelligence to identify pathways to super longevity and super abundant health." Dr. Kristen Camella, "Harnessing your body's own stem cells to reverse the effects of disease and aging." Medical science that will add to life expectancy is a wonderful thing, but the underlying quest for many is a virtual immortality, an immortality void of Jesus Christ, the creator of the universe. That's the way it was in Eden, and nothing has changed. The sons of Adam will seek another way. Christless options in this article include cryo-freezing, uploading yourself in the digital cloud, hologram avatars, telomere extension, taking a particular health elixir, and many others. Access to the tree of life was lost to carnal man forever. But God has provided another way, and it too is a tree. 1 Peter 2:24, "Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness by whose stripes ye were healed." End of quote. From the God said, man said feature, Adam was to live forever. New research now being conducted by Michael Rose, an evolutionary biologist at the University of California, is focused on extending life. He is experimenting with fruit flies. Fruit flies are likely candidates because they reproduce rapidly and make it possible to see the generational effects of their experiments very quickly. In his laboratory, he has managed to double the lifespan of fruit flies, raising a lot of eyebrows. When he was asked how far this life extension could go on, he answered, "The flies in my lab can potentially live forever, but of course they don't because they have a high likelihood of dying by accident." When the question shifted to the human lifespan and are there discernible limits, Rose said, "Not at all. I believe the limit of the human lifespan is the limit of human technology," end of quote. God said, man said, young blood. Science once again knocking on heaven's door. The February 2017 issue of Time magazine published a multi-page feature titled Longevity Special Report. One of the features in the section is titled Young Blood Transfusions. A few excerpts follow. It may sound vampiresque, but 50 people in the U.S. have paid $8,000 for a transfusion of plasma from someone between the ages of 16 to 25. The study is run by Ambrosia, a company based in Monterey, California. The concept stems from mouse research by Irina Conboy, associate professor of bioengineering at the University of California, Berkeley, and others. In 2005, she and her research partner and husband, Michael Conboy, showed that when older mice were surgically sutured to younger mice, their tissues got healthier. The takeaway was not that young blood is a cure-all, but some entrepreneurs ran with the idea. The story has switched into a highly exaggerated search of young blood as a silver bullet to combat aging, Irina says. In a recent follow-up study, the Conboys developed a way to exchange the blood of young and old mice without surgically joining them. They found that old mice had some improvements, but the young mice experienced rapid declines. The big result is that a single exchange hurts the young partner more than it helps the old partner, says Michael, end of quote. From the God Said, Man Said feature, UK's Daily Mail claims humans will achieve immortality in 8 years. The March 30, 2023 headline of the UK's DailyMail.com reads, "Humans will achieve immortality in 8 years," says former Google engineer who has predicted the future with 86% accuracy. Three subheads read, "Ray Kurzweil predicts nanobots will help achieve human immortality. The technology will repair cells and tissues that deteriorate as the body ages. Experts fear elderly billionaires will become immortal." Ray Kurzweil spoke with the YouTube channel Adagio, discussing the expansion in genetics, nanotechnology, and robotics, which he believes will lead to age-reversing nanobots. These tiny robots will repair damaged cells and tissues that deteriorate as the body ages and make us immune to diseases like cancer. Now the former Google engineer believes technology is set to become so powerful it will help humans live forever in what is known as the singularity. Singularity is a theoretical point where artificial intelligence surpasses human intelligence and changes the path of our evolution, Lifeboat reports, end of quotes. Man wants the immortality he once had. He wants it back, but he wants it without God. He wants it without his Christ or his Bible. Unfortunately, the problems are on the inside. They are spiritual problems that require a spiritual remedy, which Jesus calls born again. Man will always choose another way. And as you can expect, he will always fail. The world is filled with problems on the inside, spiritual problems, which include alcohol addiction, dope addiction, pornography addiction, a myriad of phobias, fornication, adultery, human trafficking, gender dysphoria, LGBTQ1-2-3, mental illnesses, suicide, wars, rumors of wars, murder, rape, child abuse, violence, divorce, broken homes. I think you get the idea. Living forever without Jesus Christ is just foolishness. If anyone is interested in immortality, consider what Jesus said in John 11:25-26. Jesus said unto her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this?" Click on the Further with Jesus and regain immortality today, end of quotes. Immortality? Yes, just like God said. Now, how about this pin in their balloon? The following excerpt is from the October 19, 2024 issue of New Scientist under the title, "Life Expectancy Growth is Slowing and Few People Will Live to 100. You'll find the following sad speculation. Will you live to 100? For the average person, the answer is probably no, because growth in life expectancy is slowing across higher income countries despite advances in healthcare and living conditions. This suggests there may be a biological limit to how old we can get. End of quote. But alas, they must find another way. If you'd like to bypass carnal foolishness and get there the only way, please visit Further with Jesus. God said, Genesis 3:20-24, and the Lord God said, behold, the man is become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. God said, Romans 5:12, wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. God said, John 10:1, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. Man said, yea, I'm with Carl Sagan. Where are all the God-inspired truths in the book of Genesis? Now you have the record.